Wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
On line one at the moment. Jay Quellen.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. I have a special little somebody in the car with me.
Is it little Steven?
It is little Steven.
Oh. The birthday weekend begins.
I know. He's sitting back there with all his pie pies.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Steven.
Can you say thank you? I don't know if you could hear him, but he said thank you.
Oh, we were talking about him. We were talking about him in the 6 o'clock hour this morning.
Oh, he was up. Oh. He was up. So, we have a total washout for Saturday yet or no?
Well, there are also nice things to do inside.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're planning for.
Okay. Yeah. I have a feeling you're going to get lucky.
We're going to have the tent delivered. It might be rolling down Tart Crossing by the end of the day, but the tent's going to be delivered today, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, it's not going to rain all the time, but there'll be some downpours in the neighborhood somewhere.
There'll be some monsoons for, you know, the whole time of the party, but it'll be fine.
All right, cool deal.
Well, you guys have a great morning. I just wanted to call in and...
Happy birthday, little Steven.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a good rest of the morning.
You too. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
And now, a star is born. On July 12th, 1908, the world welcomed little baby Milton Berle.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Definitely a boy. That is a whole lot of boy right there. Good for you, kid. Wow.
Milton Berle, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Thousands along the Gulf Coast bracing for what could be the first hurricane of the season. A real test for levees in New Orleans, where there's been widespread flash flooding this week.
We've got some numbers that are pushing 20 inches of rain, cutting just maybe around New Orleans or just to the west of it. Another one of our models showing Baton Rouge getting in towards a 20-inch range. That would cause incredible flooding. Obviously, the Mississippi River is already at flood stage.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Singer R. Kelly arrested on federal sex abuse charges.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Northern District of Illinois says the charges are for child porn, enticement of a minor, and obstruction of justice.
Fox's Rob Dawson. And the celebration cut short for World Cup champ Ali Long, who tweeted her hotel room in Los Angeles had been robbed as she and her team were honored at the ESPYs on Wednesday night. This is Fox News.
What if? What if everyone on the morning show caught a virus and sounded and acted like the Three Stooges? Greg Budell, what would you say to someone who came into the control room and messed up all the settings on the board?
I'll squeeze the cider out of your Adam's apple.
Jay Scott, I understand they work you like a mule around here.
I'm no mule.
No, your ears are too short.
Emily Hayes, did you get the last cup of coffee?
Yes.
Well, did you make a new pot?
But I didn't do it.
Oh, you're in trouble. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I might have accidentally eaten your chicken.
I'll sue you for this.
And Rich Thomas, do you have a forecast for us this morning?
I got it. Now what'll I do with it?
We'll come back to you.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Now, how do we get out of this?
Please omit the rest of the entertainment and continue.
Works for me. Now, stand by for three men. And a lady.
Sightly.
I think I want to give little Steven a whole box set of the Three Stooges for his second birthday. Raise him right.
Yeah.
Look what it did for me.
Exactly. I was going to say, we didn't come out affected, did we?
It's Greg, Jay, Emily, and
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I've been watching the radar. Emily, look at this. This latest rain band coming in, Dauphin Island, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan area.
I'm going to have to call Pops and reschedule for next weekend, I think.
That's some heavy stuff.
And I don't want to drive in anything like that.
It's no fun. I mean, it's going to be the just blinding rainfall. So we're going to see some of these tropical rain bands as well. Right now, they're just invading the coastal region from Barry. Barry, a tropical storm with 50-mile-an-hour winds now, which will gain strength a little bit later on today. Maybe becoming a hurricane by late tonight or first thing in the morning before it comes ashore on the Louisiana coast. We're on the wet side of it, so our forecast today, tomorrow, and Sunday, warm and humid with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, most prominent, of course, in the afternoon and evening, even in a tropical situation. Locally heavy tropical downpours with the high today 91, tonight's low 75, high over the weekend in the upper 80s, and then even Monday still a generous supply of scattered showers and storms. We're back to the low 90s. Right now, partly cloudy skies, a very tropical feel to the air out there. It's 81 and 809.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Speaking of a lot of water, if you've sprung a leak somewhere in your house, our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to help you out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even in the middle of the night, even on the weekend, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, and that's why it's great to deal with them. I love the fact that they give me a target time. They say, we think we can be there in the early afternoon. Then I get a phone call that they're actually on the way. You know, 10 minutes later, there they are. Then they assess the problem. They sit down and said, okay, this is the situation. This is what we need to do. This is what it's going to cost you. And then you say, okay, go do it. And then in a few minutes, they're gone. It's all done. That's the way it is at Plumbing by Lukewire. Now it's a no-brainer when I have an issue with plumbing. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. For over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. Give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
You were kind enough to join us yesterday afternoon and talk about Barry and a couple of people that are planning on going to see the Stones on that rescheduled concert Sunday at the Superdome.
Yes, yes.
Is that looking...
I don't think... I started thinking about, would they cancel? Probably they won't. And by Sunday, hopefully the situation will start to stabilize. I don't know. They could get up to a foot and a half of rain in New Orleans, and you heard about the flooding they've had this week. I don't know what they're going to do. What do you do if you're a concert promoter and this is a rescheduled concert? I don't know. I don't know what you do.
They have insurance, I know.
Well, that's true.
Some of these.
But now, if you're a person who has a room in New Orleans and has to get to New Orleans, what do you do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, will it be too dangerous to drive from here to there with all that rain coming in?
Right.
Right off the coast. It is 11. Again, I'll say it 1,000 times. Dr. Neil Frank, you know that name, right?
Sure. With the hands and the crew cut.
His whole thing was...
National Hurricane Center.
The first thing we need to do is stop putting millions of people in the path of storms.
Right.
And I'll never forget the first time I was I-10 driving into New Orleans, seeing the Gulf of Mexico to my left and Lake Pontchartrain to the right. And this bowl with buildings in it.
Right.
I said, who thought this was a good idea?
To put up a city here.
Absolutely crazy.
And one other thing, too. When I, those houses on stilts on the beach there.
Yeah.
And when I see somebody crying, my house is gone. Hello.
Yeah.
When you made the decision to live in that house and buy that house, you had to know on day one that it could be all gone tomorrow.
That's what we used to say to the people. There was a community in Miami called Stiltsville. And it was houses built on stilts over the water. You would take a small boat dock to get back to your place.
Right.
And Andrew completely wiped out Stiltsville. And was not allowed to be rebuilt.
Sure.
812.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
As we roll into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees one accident to tell you about. It is at Norman Bridge and Arlington, just off of Fairview Avenue, so be careful if you're in that area. If you are traveling on the boulevard, everything looks good this morning. It's back to a normal traffic flow. Watch yourself around the intersections. The interstates both look like they're returning to a speed limit ride. Be careful with the traffic around you there. And the 31s all look great as you head into town this morning. Let's be careful as we get our weekend started. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley. Now, while Dr. Jeff Pasley can't help you with the figurative pain in your neck that could be coworkers, family members, he can help you with the literal pain in your neck and wherever you're suffering with pain throughout your body over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483. Open now because not only will they help you become more flexible, they got flexible scheduling hours as well. If you want to learn more about what they can do for you and getting you on the road to wellness, then you need to check out Millbrook Family Chiropractic online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Go see them in person, Highway 14 in Millbrook, very conveniently located just 3 miles from I-65, and they're available for you all the time on Facebook and online. And if you're looking for them on Facebook, it's just Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
Well, I'm glad I could do that and help.
And we have a big... Since we didn't do it last week, we're combining the two. How many callers do we have?
77!
Sunset's trip.
Oh, I used to be a better finger snapper than 77, Sunset Strip. Very good.
Was it
one of the characters Cookie?
I think so.
Cookie.
And there was a, wasn't there?
Cookie. It was Cookie because he always had that comb.
Oh, yeah.
He was always brushing his hair.
Yeah, and had a lot of product in his hair.
Yeah,
Pro cream, probably.
That guy went on to be somebody else, though.
Wasn't there a song that some girl group did to celebrate Cookie? For some reason, I don't think of that.
Cookie.
Oh, maybe you could be right. I don't know.
Or I'm thinking of Cook's Pest Zimbalist Control Jr. commercial jingle. I'm not
That's
sure.
What you're thinking.
Wow, that ranks right up there with pantries. On today's list of great radio accomplishments. All right, 8:16, your local news. Stupid news coming up. Morning Maroon nominees. We got some good ones today. It's all ahead.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks.
A $10,000 reward is now being offered up after authorities say a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. Authorities say it happened after the post office closed back on June 25th. They're also rewarding those with tips on people who may have items that were stolen from the post office. You can call in those tips at 1-888-876-5322. The Wetumpka Police Department will soon have a new home. They're moving into the vacant Wells Fargo Bank building after their original building was destroyed by a tornado earlier this year. Renovations should be complete sometime in November. Well, finding parking in downtown Montgomery just got a little easier. Officials announced a new app Thursday. It makes it easier for you to find free spaces and pay for additional parking time without having to rush back to the meter. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, visit alabamanews.net and be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I'm so looking forward to the summer.
I just want to lie on the beach and eat hot dogs.
Hey, it's bikini season.
The Speedo is completely acceptable.
Anybody need sunblock? Got SPF 30.
Guys, we have to get the bikini ready.
Party! Let's get this party started.
Oh, my.
Summertime, it is time to barbecue and grill. And
somebody get this man a burger.
What do you guys want to do? We have the whole summer to play.
We're going to the beach. You coming?
The beach is a perfect place to pick up chicks.
It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closed-out bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you suffering from something or anything? Your doctor said it could be just in your head, and he could be right. That's why there's placebo.
Placebo.
Placebo has been clinically tested more than any drug in history and has been proven to be the universal cure-all.
Placebo.
Imaginary side effects may include imaginary weight gain, imaginary hair loss, and imaginary sexual dysfunction. If you should experience sudden imaginary shortness of breath or any imaginary signs of imaginary dizziness, stop taking placebo immediately and contact your doctor, assuming he isn't sick of talking to you because you call him 12 times a day. Women pretending to be pregnant should not take placebo.
Placebo.
For whatever you think ails you, there's placebo from Hypochondria Labs.
Every time I hear the word placebo, I think of that dreadful song from the mid-80s we had to play to death by, I always want to call him Placebo Brian. It was Peebo Brian.
Oh,
Peebo
okay.
Bryson?
Bryson, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a band called Placebo.
I was going to say, isn't there a band
There's
called
There's a band Placebo? Called
Placebo.
Yeah. You play it on the Gump?
It would fit Gump format, yeah. If the Gump was around in the 90s, early 2000s.
If
Why are you so rude about the Gump?
I'm not rude.
Okay.
I'm Peepaw.
I
like the vault. Okay.
I'm Peepaw. I like the vault.
Hey, yeah, I like the vault too.
It's good. Yeah, okay, whatever. I do too, but I love the Gump. It's a good thing.
Lots of people do. That's a very popular radio station.
Thank you. I work really hard on it.
And you're the reason everyone loves it.
That's probably not true.
My radio stays on Yo.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid news.
Let's go.
I'll give the story, then you can translate it into hip hop for us, Rich.
Okay. All right.
What kind of an idiot would spend $11,000 for 24 red grapes?
I don't understand.
These are a special type of grape.
Are they drugs?
Very rare. And at an auction in Japan, these 24 grapes fetched $11,000. Mm-hmm. Businessman Takashi Hosokawa.
I know him.
Owns a chain of hot spring hotels in Ishikawa Prefecture. He was the top bidder for the Ruby Roman grapes, which hit the market in 2008. By the way, that was the number two answer on our conundrum behind macaroni and cheese. Ruby Roman grapes. Only about 26,000 of these grapes are expected to be sold this year. All right. One of the great expenses in college beyond the obscenely high tuition are books. A student slapped with a $3,800 fine from Amazon after she was 4 days late in returning a textbook she had rented from the company. The University of Delaware student Amelia Sanfilippo says she got the fine after failing to return the textbook Cultural Anthropology, a Toolkit for the Global Age.
That's a great read.
The movie, that's what I'm waiting for. Yeah. I wonder if they have clip notes for that. She paid $62.70 to rent the book. It took 9 hours on Amazon customer service to get them to rescind the $3,800 fine. We told you the story earlier this morning about the woman who filmed a girl licking a tongue depressor. This right. licking thing is...
But a tongue depressor at the doctor's office?
Yeah.
This is serious.
Back to school. Why are students dropping out of classes? A Zion poll of 1,200 college students reveals why some chose to drop out. 41% said they dropped a class while they were a freshman or a sophomore at a four-year college or university in their first year at a two-year community or junior college. They say they've dropped a course because they didn't like it. 1 in 5 said it was because they didn't like the instructor. 1 in 5 said it was because they were not happy with the grade they got or were getting. And just about 1 in 5 said it was because they did not understand the material being taught in class.
Hmm. What did Dr. Timothy Leary say? Tune in, turn on,
I
drop out.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, he was in Miami in the late 80s, and I did an interview with him. He was... There were a couple of people... from at that time that I got to interview who were very much very different from what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
He was like normal.
Did you know his brother really Leary?
Well, I'm watching your face here, really Leary, because I don't want to step into another Rich Thomas joke trap.
Well, you just did. joke trap. Gotcha.
Tomorrow's National French Fry Day. Which French fries do you think are the most popular? We'll go around the group here and give everybody a chance to guess. Most popular French fry.
I'll step up to the mic first. I'll say, because I was a French fry guy and worked there and made them, it's McDonald's.
Emily?
Just to not echo the same thing Rich said, I will say Chick-fil-A and their waffle fries.
Jay?
Just to not echo any of theirs and to go with... As far as fast food, my personal favorite, Arby's.
Well, are we talking about personal favorites here?
No.
No, but I'm picking... I would have gone with McDonald's.
See,
You picked Chick-fil-A, so I'm like, well, okay, I'll
go with
Arby's. I
feel like the number one answer is going to be McDonald's. Personally, I'll take
Here's
Milo's
the cool
fries.
Part. All of you were in the top five.
Number 5.
Arby's.
How about
Arbitz.
As my dad used to call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
whenever somebody wasn't hungry when mom put dinner on the table, what were you guys out at Arbit's?
That's just so funny Arbit's. To me.
And the other one was Golly Burgers. And for Christmas a couple of years ago, Mike, because
is that a name of a place? Golly
no.
Burger? Oh, okay.
No, he was thinking of Burger King or something, and it came out Golly Burgers. And a couple of years ago, my friend Kathleen went to one of those personalization websites and gave me a beautiful red and yellow checkered platter with a Golly Burger logo in
it. Oh, how fun.
Love it, yeah. Okay, so Jay had number five.
Number three.
What happened to four? Are we editing for time?
Number two.
Chick-fil-A.
And number one.
You, Mr.
Adorable.
Number one. 43% of the vote went to McDonald's.
Yeah. What was number four and three?
Four was In-N-Out Burger.
Ew.
Oh.
Hey, that's good fries. But
that's great fries.
It's been forever since I've had them.
Yeah, it's very good fries.
They're not here, though.
They're not.
But Five Guys has really good fries, too.
That, too.
They do. I've tried those. Yeah. Wendy's was number three.
Ew. They're always soggy and awful.
Well, I would have done them in sequence, except people, I can't remember how to count down.
Did you not take your Geritol today?
I will say, the next time you, and I don't know that they have them where you go, El Jalisco, the Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
If there are French fries on the menu,
yeah,
get them and give them a try.
I'm sorry to say that El Jalisco is closing.
What? I did not know this.
What?
No. We're very upset. It's
I'm sorry to bring it up.
No. They are still going to be open, and it's got nothing to do with the success of the restaurant. It's got to do with the building they're in is being sold or something.
Oh,
geez. That's never...
So are they going to move somewhere? Sure. I mean, this is a big deal.
I will keep you posted, but I know that the Knights of the Round Table group wants to have a party there before they...
Well, I'll tell you, husband and his buddies have been going there for lunch on the same day for, like, years. Years. Tuesday? No.
Because they do the 99 cents. That's how I found out about El Jalisco. My accountant, Steve Duro, invited me over for...
Yeah, oh, how sad.
Yeah, I was at a Mexican restaurant once, and I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling like having actual Mexican food. I'm just going to order a sandwich with fries.
What?
And the fries that came out were like Arby's fries, mm-hmm. but not curly. So they were still...
Just really well seasoned?
They still had the crispy whatever that is, the whatever those fries are.
The seasoning?
Is it the seasoning?
That's not skin. That's not...
Well, yeah.
You know, and being the French fry guy I was at McDonald's, when you put in the new shortening, you know, like when you don't change the shortening every day, but when you do that new shortening, and boy, those fries just come out.
Cooked golden,
For
delicious.
2 minutes and 14 seconds at 340 degrees. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I helped a buddy run a Taco Bell in Indiana. A couple of nights a week, and 43 seconds to make a chalupa in the hot oil, 5 minutes for the beef in the hot water. Beef comes in these giant plastic bags, all seasoned, all ready to go. You just got to put in the water for 5 minutes.
Efficiency.
Once all these times in.
You know, when I think about In-N-Out Burger not available here, and how everybody talks about In-N-Out Burger, I think about when Coors was only west of the Mississippi.
That's right. We used to collect money and send one guy out to Colorado.
Exactly. We did
from Chicago.
Right. To make a beer run. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
The whole plot of Smokey and the Bandit.
Beer run.
Steve.
Good morning. How's everybody doing over this morning?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, I was out emptying my rain gauge at the time when, and I got to go backwards a little bit because I got caught taken away from the radio.
Yeah.
But, and of course, Millbrook, I'm sure Emily can attest to, we had a flood basically up here. Yesterday afternoon, I heard you talking. You didn't have any rain at all where you live there, Greg.
No, I'm in a drop all week.
Oh man, it deluged yesterday so much had like a river.
I heard it happens twice a day in Millbrook.
Well, we have to ask Emily about that one.
Well, I will say this: the term "bone dry" means something different there.
Oh my lands!
That is our broadcast for the day.
I think it's time. But
so, how much rain did you get?
About, it was a little bit over half inch.
Okay, I got 0.58.
But it all came down in about 15 minutes. I mean, it just came like whoosh.
Yeah. By the way, analog rain gauge boy 84 got 0.7 yesterday.
Ooh, nice. How much in Prattville? Oh, that's right. We don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Dadgummit, Jay!
He needs a mount.
But the question I got, it actually goes back to Jay when he was finishing up on his random fact. The answer was about Los Alamos. And what was the answer again about the
Simpsons?
Something about the
they news? Name their nuclear experiments after Simpsons characters.
Oh, so that has to be recently then.
I mean, yeah, Simpsons have been on for 30 years, so yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the reason I say that is because when you mentioned Los Alamos, I mean, I was out there working in the yard, and I got away from the radio. I thought, Los Alamos, that has to go back, you know, back in the days when we actually were developing the atomic bomb. And I was trying to attach the Simpsons to the 40s, and I said, wait a minute, the Simpsons only not that old yet.
That's what they're doing now, though.
Yeah.
Now, I got you. Alrighty. Well, Rich, are we in store for some more deluge up here?
Yeah, the same kind of downpours that produced your 0.5 yesterday and produced my almost 0.6. And coming down in a very short period of time, there's going to be a lot of those roaming around for the next 3 days.
Alrighty, well, I guess our grass needs it, and I guess Greg tomatoes just gave it up. So my tomatoes are still doing okay.
They look like raisins.
Good. Right.
Thanks. Y'all have a great weekend.
Take care.
Head up to Prattville Farm Center tomorrow and get some plants that Randy's going to plant mid-season.
That your tomatoes. I did get one tomato sandwich out of it.
Lori.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, y'all.
Hi.
I got to weigh in on the French fry thing. Okay. I am a Florida girl.
Yep.
And Checkers fries were everybody.
You know
favorite.
What? Those are good. I love their seasoned fries.
I can't remember.
Yeah, even when I buy them, like, I buy fries in the store to throw in the oven, I'll buy Checkers fries.
I can't remember what they taste like. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're really well seasoned.
They're not a Checkers or a Rally's here?
They were, and then they're not.
Yeah, they're like many other businesses that used to be. We may do another Gone But Not Forgotten show on Happy Hour.
Why don't nice things come to Montgomery and stay?
If I had the money to open a restaurant in Montgomery, yep, I would open it's the place my daughter worked at, Jay. What's the cheesesteak factory.
The
cheesecake factory. Not cheesesteak factory. People.
I want a cheesesteak factory
now.
Go
see Janelle down at the cheesesteak factory.
And I just want to let y'all know that, on a lighter note, tomorrow from 9 to 12, I'm going to be representing Humane Society of Elmore County with my three foster pups at the Farmer's Feed Store on 231 in Wetumpka. We're having an adoption event.
Oh, cool.
We got three awesome babies if anybody wants to come out and say hi to
the Farmer's Feed Store on 231 tomorrow.
And is this the one that's having the 25th anniversary?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes,
I think Dr. Sam's going to be out there.
All right. Well, cool.
And
9 to 12.
My three foster babies will be there tomorrow, and they're cute, and they're fluffy, and they're cool, and everybody needs
awesome.
Let me tell you, if you're looking for a new pet, these are the greatest pets in the world.
Amen. Thank y'all.
All right, take care.
Appreciate the call. Down to the traffic dungeon, 834.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Friday morning traffic, and things are going to be busy all day, so be careful around the boulevard. Watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any delays for you this time of the morning, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Be careful, enjoy your Friday morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems, not only to keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another
Jay Scott segment
on News Talk 93.1.
Okay.
That's what you did there.
Well, we're talking about fries, but the bacon cheddar fries at the Seafood Bistro.
Ooh.
You want to celebrate Fry Day?
Yeah, right.
Jay,
which is tomorrow.
Yeah, which is on Saturday.
Yeah. You learned those jokes from me.
If you only knew how much your
Humor has infiltrated our lives.
It really has. But yeah, they've got the bacon cheddar stuff, the bacon cheddar fries there. That's just the appetizer. You win one of these $10 gift certificates, yeah. That's paid for, and you can get a drink afterwards or any other item on the menu here that they've got, especially in the appetizer section or in the sides section, because you can get some regular fries if you want that. Or me, I'd just go with a fried okra. Something else we talked about today, mac and cheese. Yep. They've got that at the Seafood Bistro as well. Plus those red beans and rice and the gumbo. It's fantastic. Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can go online and see the entire menu at theseafoodbistro.com. When you're there, you can also place an order. And Chef Paul, Chef Jessica, they'll have it ready for you when you get there. Or go to your phone. Go to use the different delivery apps.
The World Wide Web.
The Wide Webs. And then they will deliver it to you as well. 1651 Perry Hill Road. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Listener Mickey sent this, I think. Emily will appreciate this from 1954. Why isn't it playing?
Oh, that's Betty White.
Well, yeah, that was supposed to be the surprise.
Is this Geritol for tired blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I think when you get into peepaw mode, it's because you haven't had your Geritol.
let's
it's okay. See. I tell my dad to take his ginkgo biloba.
Well, I kind of want to hear it.
Well, make the internet work for you.
I'm diddling it there. Let's say good morning to Smoking Otis.
Let's talk about you a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
No, I really hate to hear that about El Jalisco, man. That's one of my favorite places to go.
I know.
I did want to call up though and give a big shout out to one of your sponsors, Don Duncan over there. I went to twice a day, Millbrook, and it was great. They really do give great service over there, Greg.
Awesome. That's so consistent from location to location, and we always appreciate it when you call up and verify what we tell you on the radio, Otis. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, brother.
Have a great day. All right, I think this is Betty White. I want to hear this.
Let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling as good as we feel today? I sincerely hope so. But I'd especially like to talk to you housewives and mothers, and you're really busy gals that just keep going all the time.
Like Emily.
Sometimes as you go about your daily routine,
you get
the feeling that you just don't have enough energy to finish out the day.
Or do it the second time.
Well, if you do feel that
Come
way,
on
or
now.
Anybody in your family feels that way, don't just ignore it and wait for it to go away. It's a better idea to check with your doctor. Because remember, that weak, run-down condition may be due to undernourished blood. Doctors have a special name for it. They call it iron deficiency anemia. But we call it tired blood. And to feel stronger fast, I wish you'd give Geritol a try.
Look at this.
This
She's
is the fast-acting, high-potency tonic.
She's got like a 55-gallon drum. Holy cow. Well, that was an interesting cultural
That stuff snow dogs wear when they're trying to rescue you.
I just love that black and white look and the font on the screen.
That's 1954, yeah. So this was made 63 years ago, and Betty is still around.
Yeah.
How about that?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I've been talking about the radar display this morning and how the extremely heavy downpours down on the coast will be fanning out as the day goes on. And what happens in a situation like this, when you add a little daytime heating to the mix, that's when you get all of the radar just coming alive, even here in central Alabama. So warm and humid again today, tomorrow, and Sunday, with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy tropical downpours where you can get, you know, an inch of rain and 10 minutes, that kind of downpour. High today, 91. Tonight's a little in the mid-70s. High tomorrow and over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s. Monday, still a generous supply of scattered showers and storms around. High in the low 90s. There'll be sun breaks in between. And then back to a standard summertime forecast as Barry goes just as a footnote in the history books by Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, 84% relative humidity. It's 81 now. That's 840.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
At 840, your morning maroon nominees are coming up next. First, your local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Wetumpka Police Department will soon have a new home. The department is moving into a vacant Wells Fargo building after their original building was destroyed by a tornado earlier this year. Renovation should be complete sometime in November. A $10,000 reward is now being offered up after authorities say a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. Authorities say it happened after the post office was closed on June 25th. They're also rewarding those with tips on people who may have items that were stolen from the post office. You can call in those tips at 1-888-876-5322. Well, finding parking in downtown Montgomery just got a little easier. Officials announced a new app Thursday. It makes it easier for you to find free spaces and pay for additional parking time without having to rush back to the meter. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today's program is brought to you by Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
People who say millennials look stupid are the same folks who sported mullet haircuts, bad porn mustaches, leg warmers, and parachute pants.
Are you talking to me? Before we do our morning rune, Emma, we've been talking about ways that we can really meaningfully commemorate, I think, what will be the benchmark anniversary of an event that we experienced. And I feel bad that Jay and Emily did not get to know the excitement of the race to the moon, from the first launch of Alan Shepard to July 20th, 1969. What an amazing thing that was, how the world stood still.
And folks, network news coverage was incredible. I would get up in the middle for a Gemini retro burn at 2 in the morning, and all three networks were on television for the retro burn.
We were allowed to bring our radios to school when they were in orbit during school hours just to check, you know, because it was all new and it was all big. And Smithsonian Channel, and don't laugh, it's an excellent channel, has been doing a series on the Apollo moonshot.
Aerial
and all
moon.
That went into it.
Aerial moon.
How they... Aerial what?
Aerial moon. No. That's what he said.
You know, at first I was going to say Emily.
No, he said it, not me. Adorable.
This one over here.
Yes.
Said, okay. Thanks, old pal. No, but so there was a clip last night. They did a whole documentary on the moon landing skeptics, the conspiracy theorists who say it was all fake.
We worked with people like that.
And there's
that.
A clip, and this guy who is one of those conspiracy theorists, in the most smarmy, obnoxious, confronts Buzz Aldrin and says, "Why won't you talk to me? It's because you're a coward and a liar." And Buzz Aldrin punches his face.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
I am not
a fan of violence. But this...
That happened a few years ago. Yeah. I remember seeing that.
This lisping turd ball of a human being going up to Buzz freaking Aldrin, the second man of Wayne McClellan, and you're a coward.
Yeah.
And Buzz just said, okay, you just crossed the line. Hauled off and punched him. And the guy tried to use the tape of Buzz punching him as evidence to get Buzz Aldrin charged. The police said no. They wouldn't do it because...
I love some of the clips I've seen where something bad's happening and Mission Control's, the guy says, close the door, lock the doors, and then the feed goes down.
You weren't here when Colonel Joe brought Gene Kranz into the studio.
No, I was not.
You missed maybe the greatest American that's ever been in this studio. Ugh, it was... amazing.
I've tried a few times now to get an actual person who has walked on the moon to call into our show, but every time it comes up, it's for something like this, where he is booked, you know.
It was going to happen for his birthday, wasn't it?
I was trying to get him for your birthday, Charlie Duke.
He was on one of the documentaries.
Yeah. He was overseas doing some stuff at the time, and he could not call in. I will reach out to him again to see if he is available at least.
That they're all busy this week.
One day next week to call in the morning, but I'm sure they will be busy.
Well, my friend Colonel Joe Panza is the guy that brought, because he's good friends with Gene Kranz, brought him in. And that was one time in the 14 years I've been on the air here where I just sat here in awe of the man that was sitting in the chair that Rich is in. Although there are times when I also am in awe at him. But not at the moment because
other people
he just
have sat
made fun
in that chair too.
No, we've had that. That's a lot of famous fannies to put it. But Gene Kranz, of all the people, all
Jack
the guests.
Campbell.
Yes.
That was without doubt number one. Now we have this extended Emily segment because we have double the prize drawing, so I may have to postpone Morning Maroon.
Double your pleasure.
Or do it very hastily in just a moment. So before we go to that Emily segment, let's look for a car at Jack Ingram Show.
Okay, maybe one with a moonroof.
I like that. That's good. I'm not sure which of
these. Do I get that raise now?
Have that. I'm sure Volkswagen made Jettas with moonroofs. And they have three of those available, all under $10,000. And when it comes to safety, I got a 2013 Jetta, $6,800. All of these cars look incredible. The vehicle histories are excellent. The interiors are clean and pristine. But most importantly, they have passed muster with the Ingram mechanics. Because nothing goes on this lot. Nothing gets the Jack Ingram name put on the back end unless it has passed the most stringent tests for resale. That's how it works with them. So you can buy with confidence. I just see just added here a 2015 Kia Forte LX, and that's under 10. But you can shop in any price range, any model type, and everything you see at Jack Ingram, like the Rogue I bought, 2,000 miles on it, full warranty, was able to extend it to 100,000, and somebody else paid the... what do they call it at the beginning of a...
Depreciation.
Depreciation.
You're welcome.
That's how you save big money. So stop by and see Tip Tames and his team at 215 Northeastern Bypass. Browse online, shop by price, by type of car, and brand name at jackingram.com. The big prize drawing. coming up next.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
He's a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The Dirty Lowdown. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for The Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Warning, the following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
From the producers of Love Island comes the most controversial reality show of the century. Get ready for Sexual Predator Island. What happens when Harvey Weinstein, Jeff Epstein, Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly, Charlie Rose, Kevin Spacey, and Bill Cosby are put all alone on an island together? The New York Times calls it shocking. The Washington Post says riveting. Popular Mechanics said WTF. Sexual Predator Island. Will anyone survive? We hope not. Coming soon to the Hallmark Channel.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and now's the time on the show where we draw numbers, numbers that correspond to how you people have called in this week and last week as well.
How you double people the prizes, or peepaws?
How you people...
People who need people
are the luckiest
people in the world. And children, very special children.
Jay, how many folks do we have?
I don't know, a bunch.
a bunch.
65.
Now let's get on the way here. It's time to move it on.
You want me to tell
all
you
right,
why?
All right, for grabs, two people, right? Yeah. Two people per prize?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, we're doing, yes.
Select.
Yeah, all right. So up for grabs first, a $25 gift card to the Capital Oyster Bar provided by Eddie Goodson of the Goodson Group. Whether you're buying or selling.
Eddie Bader.
Eddie Bader of the
Goodson Group. Who will be on Happy Hour this afternoon?
Eddie Goodson of the Bader Group. Regardless, buying or selling, Eddie Bader can help you.
Bader Bader of the Bader Group.
Hey, by the way, I gave Bader it. Eddie Bader. Bader's got the listing on my beautiful house in Bellwood West if you're interested.
I'm hearing good things about that.
Me too.
You Bader be.
Oh! It's catching. He's got Sonny Fox syndrome.
Just pantry humor.
All right, first winner is not that one. Number 25.
25 is number is, it's Lindsay W.
Lindsay W. All right. Lindsay W.
And I draw another one now, Jay?
You do.
All right.
Hurry.
I'm working on it.
Thank goodness.
Number 48.
Number 48 is not Lindsay again. Paul F.
Paul.
Why don't you announce the next prize, Mr. Hurry Up and Wait?
That's the Works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. A complete service on your vehicle, redeemable at any of their three locations, downtown and 408 Madison, and twice a day Millbrook behind the McDonald's, and on just north of the lawn. And we have two of these to give away.
Number four.
Number four. Number four is Master Thespian.
Thespian. Yay for Master Thespian.
And the second one goes to caller number
33.
Ed C. Ed C. Ed C. Yeah. Ed C's a website where they sell stuff.
Ed C.
Ed C. Okay. And then finally, our grand prize, we have not one but two Clark's Club memberships, something that could save you money. Immediately become a member and get that first tune-up to your system as the weather really reaches the peak blast furnace of the summer. Get ready for what's ahead with Clark's, 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Our first new Clark's Club member is...
Number 37.
Number 37.
37. Chris B.
Crispy.
Crispy.
Chris B. Yeah.
Crispy.
I don't know why I'm doing this voice.
And the next winner is number 8.
Number 8.
Number 8. Madeline A.
What?
Madeline.
Madeline A.
Madeline A.
Oh, Madeline A. Sounds like Cracklin' Rosie.
I once had a matinee.
With Madeline A.
Correct and
right. I want you to remember that voice when I need a spot cut like that.
It's okay.
Hey, I got one of the winner moment here. I got my Kohl's card in the mail with those annoying discounts and stuff.
Right.
And I thought, since I'm here with friends, I'd peel back to see if I got...
Oh, you want to see 30% off?
30, 20, or 15.
I would say you got 20.
20.
You got 20.
20.
Let's, Jay?
I'm going to say...
quickly.
Try again later.
It's not an eight ball.
No, oh.
20.
How about that?
Yeah, but I got two cards this week, so I got another one.
See what that one says.
I'm going to guess that one's 15.
I'm going to say it says 20 on that one as well.
That's 30. That's going to be 30.
20%.
Yeah, because it's telling you 15, 20, or 30%. Get them right there in the middle of that 20%. Right. That's enough to motivate somebody to
go. You didn't get the lowest, but you
didn't
get the highest.
You got to check the date. They're good. 12.
I know. And then you can also use your app. Sometimes you get an unexplained one on your app that didn't come in the mail.
An unexplained discount.
Oh, my gosh.
Got me started.
All right.
We're going to work on our moon party this weekend.
One last suggestion as we go through this. Long, hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lower your electric costs, not just for this summer, but for years to come. Talk to Wade Cannon at Master Foam and arrange for them to come out and do an estimate on providing your attic with real insulation, something that not only keeps the heat out, but lowers the attic temperature to such an extent that your system won't have to work nearly as hard.